then I'm looking for Port Harcourt Thursday when men's altar will also, courtesy of pastor, will be in our church on Thursday. And it's been a very busy week. But yeah, praise the Lord. Meetings like these is not most of what the person preaches. It's what the person carries. Sometimes the things they say, you've heard them. But if you carry what they carry, you don't struggle. You can preach what you read, impact what you have. I didn't come here just to preach. We had to start 7 services. Because the five is becoming a challenge. So we are starting 7. Last Sunday, there was no space in all our churches. People were standing. I told all the workers to stand from 3rd service. Because of the crowd, fill the hall, fill the tent, fill the overflow, fill everywhere. So what we did was that every worker stand outside. You're a worker. Yeah, last Sunday we had the same issue, so it's obvious that the 5 is no longer the issue now. We have to hit the 7. So I came here not for preaching. I came here to such as I have. Give ID. Father, in the name of Jesus, let this meeting be an exceptional meeting. And I vow to give you every glory. Whether a businessman, a pastor, will not leave this meeting without an encounter. Everyone whose heart is set will be impacted with same grace. Everything you touch will explode. And I vow to give you every glory. In Jesus' mighty name. This young man wants to look for my trouble.
I come before
just 3 minutes.
My Lord.
Well, hold on. Let me appreciate the choir. I'm going back with that. Give me one of that your CDs on Thursday. Amen. I watch you on Salvation TV constantly. It's like one boat. I've seen inside boat and then you're missing. Amen. Constantly I see you on TV. On Salvation TV constantly. They've given us the lances to go on Sky, so very soon they'll be looking for you, the whole of Europe. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God bless all of you. That was a wonderful one. Give your pastor and the choir a big hand. Amen. You took me by surprise. Praise the Lord. Are you sure that we will not take that song at the end of the message? So I don't go into touch and leave the message, you know. I was conscious of time.
I come before my Lord and King.
The one who gave his life.
The one who gave his life for me. I'll raise the banner.
Let miracles of all kinds take place. Let Jesus alone be glorified. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. I'll ask you to sing again, don't worry. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you're welcome. And let's welcome your neighbor to the left, to the right with a high five and tell anybody I celebrate you. Praise the Lord. Looking at the team, I said, what am I going to preach? Because the man coming to preach is a word-loaded man also. We'll get blessed. You'll see deep revelations. Mensah Tab is a very loaded man. He knows the African environment and he knows what to give to the Africans. Don't come careless because he's a loaded man of God. Amen. I'll give my own little one I have. Whatever little one I have, Pastor KK will, you know, he brings heavy weights here. So let me add my own little here. Praise the Lord. Looking at the team, as a pastor has a way of playing with languages, exponential growth, I said, I'm serious. You need to speak good English to hear that one. But all I want is growth is growth. And, you know, they told the men, three of them were going on a boat, and then somebody said, look, the preacher said, Jonah swallowed the fish. The man said, no. What the preacher said was the fish swallowed Jonah. The third man said, look, whether Jonah swallowed the fish or the fish swallowed Jonah, there was a swallow. Whether it's exponential growth, any kind of growth, all we're after is what? Growth. Just make sure you're growing. Life in the kingdom is designed for growth. We are saved actually to keep growing. It's at the path of the just. It's as a shining light that shines the moon to a perfect day. Proverbs 4:18. So our growth should not be for one day. It should be forever till your time on earth is over. God says, speaking, says to you and I, we are the light of the world. He didn't say we are the light of the church. He said of the world. He said we are the salt of the earth, not the salt of the church. So everyone is created to make impact on earth. But here he says, you hear me very well. For you to make impact, you must have a desire that, look, I must be a trailblazer, I must be a pathfinder, I must be a problem solver. Because God has deposited so much inside of you. You have deposited talents and gifts and resources into every man. But until you are contribution driven, you just be satisfied with existence. Life will have no meaning if you are not contribution driven. Your usefulness to humanity will be determined by how you impact the world. Let me say this to you. Have they ever called your name and somebody remember you for something? Without you putting a title. That's when you know you're growing. You don't need to say I'm Reverend Doctor PhD. When you say Billy Graham, you just say that was the evangelist that ever lived. No title. As simple as Ronaldo, he has no title in football. Cristiano Ronaldo. As funny as you may think, Donald Trump, not like MMC, BBC, MMP. Donald Trump. That's all. There's no entitlement in title. Most times the titles are taken when you don't have anything to offer. In Nokadebo, which title is that? No title. Sometimes you just say Adeboye. Even if your name is Adeboye, they think it's the right one. Before you say, my own Adeboye is different though. You know, in Acts chapter 13, verse 36, Bible said, for David, after he had served his own generation, men who want to make impact don't settle for now. And everyone is created and empowered. In Genesis chapter 1, 26 to 28, it said, let us make man in our own image, In the image of God created he male and female created he them. So the man and the woman were created the same day. And God said to the man and the woman, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have what? Dominion. But the first thing God pronounced on men, he said, and God blessed them. That means he empowered them to succeed. If you are not impacting your world, you're frustrating the purpose of creation. It said, be fruitful and multiply. And do what? It didn't say be fruitful and stop. It said be fruitful and multiply. And replenish the entire earth. Subdue and have dominion. That is growth. That's what? That's growth. That's exceptional growth. And whatever it will make you to grow is already inside of you. Because the boy has everything that is a man. All he needs to do is to grow to become a man. There's no future that is in a man that's not in a boy. But what makes him a man is simply growth. Whatever a man has, the boy has it. But it's growth that makes him to say, this boy has grown to become a man. So the moment you grow, whatever you have comes out. The boy has everything that is in you. There's nothing inside your body that the boy does not have. But it just grows that makes him to change. So the moment you grow, everything will make you great is inside you. So it is growth that will bring it out. And I pray within these few days, what will make the world know you will be revealed to you. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So everything created by God has the ability to multiply. Including human beings. Including what? It's not enough to be fruitful. God wants us to multiply in order to impact our world. Most people have no problem to produce results, that which is fruits, with their talents, but how to multiply it is the challenge. Multiplication is the link between fruitfulness and impact. To replenish simply means to fill everywhere. Until you keep multiplying the product of your God-given ability, you cannot fill the world with it. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9, the B part says, for the air shall be full of the knowledge of the world, Lord, as waters cover the sea. He says, it's going to spread the entire earth to cover. See, oh God. And I pray that you will not live here as an average person anymore. In the name of Jesus. So growth has to do with multiplication. Has to do with what? So all I've been talking about is multiplication. Because you can't grow without multiplying. 4 plus 4. 4 times 4. So you can't say you're growing if you're not multiplying. Multiplication is different from addition. God didn't say, be fruitful and add. He said, be fruitful and what? So he wants us to multiply. And replenish the earth. He doesn't want you to just add. He wants to multiply. Many say multiply is just only to have children. You get what I'm saying now? No, that's it's far more than that. Far what? Yes, physical fruitfulness is right, but God was not just talking about you just having plenty of children. That's not what God is talking about. Let me say this to you. If I have the musicians who know better, when you produce a music, they say this is a master. This is what? That is fruitfulness. Then, you multiply it, you duplicate it. That's multiplication. True? Replenish, it goes round. Distribution. The earth, the entire globe. That principle was used by even a man who was not born again, Michael Jackson. They dance his music even to tomorrow in the old world. It was Genesis 1:28. The entire world knew Michael Jackson before he died. We never went to heaven. The same principle the Chinese used. Chinese food is eaten in every nation. They conquered the world with food before they conquered the world with technology. Every nation you go to, you see Chinese food. Coca-Cola is the same principle. And why are the Christians not having the same principle? So we'll be going there. Well, growth has to do with it. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that clear, sir? In Nigeria, a man has tried to do it, redeem. Every nation you go to, you see redeem. The nature that they don't have white people, they keep having our black brothers. Otherwise, redeem has been able to multiply. Now they only know how to make the whites too to be part of redeem. But it's the one man who has been able to break this principle, who have been able to break and have done it. But it can be done in every field. Is that clear, sir?
Yes, sir.
He has proven it. There's no nation you go to, you won't see one redeem. And that's the black man from Nigeria. So, how? I'm looking at factors for multiplication. Factors is actually multiplication for impact. Multiplication for impact. Because you can't talk about growth until you have impact. What are the factors? Now listen. Number one, there has to be a desire. Desire multiplication. Desire what? It starts with a desire. Desire is a vital force of life. What you don't desire, if they like they preach everything today, you copy all the notes, you will never grow until you desire it. When there's a burning desire, you are never satisfied with present accomplishment. Desire drives you to explore new ways of doing what you're doing. You are as big or small as your desire is. Your success and failure will be determined by what you desire. What you don't desire, you can't acquire. Decisions you take originate from your desires. Do you know many of us want exponential growth, not so? But it will never happen until you desire. Let me say something to you. You can be born again, tongue-filled, spirit-filled, and remain where you are. A man in the Bible called Lazarus. This man, the Bible said in Luke chapter 16, verse 20 and 21, he said he desired to eat the crumbs that came from the rich man's table. Not God that gave him. It was his own desire. So God said, remain here as a poor man. And there was a certain beggar, see his identity, named Lazarus. And desire, named Lazarus, was laid at the gate of full of sores and the rest of them. Verse 21. He said, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. It was not God who made him to be there. He desired it. God says, stay here. Abraham desired to be the top. So when they went to heaven, he said, look, this man understood my principle. Be there. He said, was at the bosom of Abraham. What was he doing there? So in heaven, some people will be at the boss quarters. It was where? God was even angry with him in heaven. He said, with all I gave to you, your desire was to eat from the rich man. Stay at the bosom. There are people desire now, all they want is to live in the Akpa. Is that what you call it? Akpa offering. The people living in Wari Jari, do they have two heads? Your desire is to live in that. Is that what do you call it? Ekpan. You can start from Ekpan, but you must not die in Ekpan. But the man, that's his desire. That's what? He said, I'm okay with two rooms here. God said, wonderful. This is all you desire? Stay there. You will never grow beyond your desire. Pray from now to tomorrow. He said, and that was the desire of Lazarus, to eat from rich man's table. When this appoint my brother commissioner, I know he will help me. God said, this is where you will end. Can't you be appointed a commissioner? Pray for my brother. Let them appoint him commissioner. God said, okay. This is your prayer. And the man is still also pray for my brother. Let them make him commissioner. Pray for him. God will answer the prayer. He will make sure your brother feeds you till you die. Because that is your desire. This Lazarus desire to eat from the rich man's table. Crumbs. So, first and foremost, you have to desire to grow. That's where the journey starts. I was not satisfied with small things. When I went into Port Harcourt, no big church. I said, it's not my desire. I saw big churches in Lagos. I was trained in Lagos. Just where Wari is now. Many of you say, Wari. No, believe in me, if I come to Wari, I'll break it. Keep me this town. People will come to church 7 p.m. that people say they don't go. I broke all the laws against growth in Port Harcourt. Who goes to church in the Port Harcourt? They go to church 9 a.m. I fix the first service 6 a.m. By 6:30, no seat. They go to early morning mass. Why would they not come to church? I broke every principle of church growth. So it's possible anywhere. Anywhere. And it will happen as I'm talking now. Say that no, this can happen anywhere. He said they don't go to church. That's why God sent you there. But if they go to church, why did you go there? The reason they don't go to church, that's why God said go there so they can go to church. He said they like holy meeting on Sundays. That's why he sent you there. Now so you can stop meeting on Sunday. If they go to church, there's no point going there now. You know, the people, they don't like church. That's why you sent you there. Because if they like the church is the only one that can stop crime anywhere. No police can stop crime. The day the church gets angry and holds some strange prayers, all the criminals in this town will die. Either they repent or they die. And you see, people can be walking out. How can 7 p.m. everybody's running to get, if you pause, get here, get here, get here. Are you prison? Number two. God knows. You know, you won't send somebody down here. It's you. He said, let me pray for that people to come here. You are the one who is here that will change the place. He sent me to Port Harcourt. He sent you to Wari. God sent people. He won't send anybody. You who is here. It's where you. Don't say he will bring people to come and change the world. It's you who will change the world. I went to Port Harcourt to change Port Harcourt. You who is here will change. And from you, the place will change. Number two. You know, you desire, number three, believe that you can make it. Believe that you can what? Yes, it's possible to make it. If thou canst believe all things, not some things, Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him, not to them. Individualistic. God never said all things are possible to them. He said to him that believeth. Individualistic. Whether you went to school or not is irrelevant. Is what? I'll tell you that tomorrow. When you believe you can, boy, you will see yourself do it. Refuse to allow outside circumstances to stop you. Believe you can multiply the effects of your talent beyond where you are. And I see you do that in the name of Jesus. If you believe that you can, I tell you, everything in you will be alive. When you were small and they told you that you want to travel, for that, you don't sleep well. Especially when they say you want to go to a city you have never been. Your mortality tells you, I'm going to Lagos with you this tomorrow morning. You will be awake to look at the time. By 4 a.m., you are awake to bed. He said, that is said, we are going to Lagos tomorrow. If that you can shake your world with your products, it's that you can do it. Everything in you will be alive. And if you say, I can't, you remain in the can. And that will not be your portion. Believe that you can shake your world with your products. Believe that you can shake the world with that gift God has for you. There's no ungifted pastor. There's no ungifted person. You don't have to be like another person. Benny Hinn is not for healing. Billy Graham does not do any healing. No miracle in his crusade. It's known for John 3:16. It was known for John 3:16. Copeland, known for faith and prosperity. Joyce Meyer, known for Christian living. Joel Austin, known for hope. No miracle in Joel Austin crusade. They should know you for your own. Don't try to be like somebody else. You know Gucci with green and red. You know LV with LV. You know everyone. So they should know you with your own. You know KK with his shoe. Just be. And they will know you for who you are. Don't try to be somebody. You are just who you are. Just make sure you sharpen your own area. Are you hearing me now? Don't try to be somebody else at all. You can never be. You can draw inspiration, but just be yourself. My mentor is Oyedepo, but I don't do healing like him. My own healing is different, completely different. That's my own key for exponential growth. I'll teach you that tomorrow. Everyone must have his own key. Your password and my password must not be the same. We are not using the same tablet. You want to grow? You must have your own password. And I pray you get your own password. In the name of Jesus. It's growing in Lagos. I'm growing in Port Harcourt. You are growing in Warren. True. His password. He found it. I found my password. There's no day any copy will be better than the original. So you draw inspiration, but find your own identity. Want to grow? Just be yourself. Then number three, fact of for multiplication. Are you getting blessed at all? Yes, sir. Glory to God. Crave for ideas. Crave for what? Ideas. Nobody grows if that's all over the world yielding billions of dollars. Coca-Cola sells in over 200 countries of the world with billions of dollars revenue. In your quest for ideas, hear this, that will enhance your vision, seek relevant information, read books, journals, look for materials that will improve you mentally with ideas. Because every product is someone's idea. This man, Richard Branson, was a school dropout, was a newspaper vendor. At the age of 19, he picked a book called Small is Beautiful. And he stumbled into that small book, an economics book. Today, you have the Virgin Empire. Virgin Empire, they have Virgin Coke, Virgin Airlines, Virgin this. That man could not finish school. Was a newspaper vendor. But that small book he read turned him on. Yes. I see someone break out of where you are. Yes. There's a young man, a man called Sankechin Toyoda. He read a book probably by Samuel Smile titled Self-Help. That revolutionized his inventive idea with which Toyota Motors was battered. This man, I'll talk about him more in my teachings. This man, when he got the ideas, took everything he had and gave to his son. And today we have the Toyota Motors, and that have taken the world by storm. May your next idea take your world by storm. Amen. Shout a better amen. Amen. The fourth factor for multiplication is have great dreams. Have what? Many of us have ideas but no dream. And you know, dream is very powerful. Let me say this to you. No, every promise of God without a dream will have no future. God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you, that shall be a what? Do you know Abraham could not fulfill that scripture? In chapter 12, they promised him. And Abraham was just at one point. God was looking at Abraham and said, my friend, you're frustrating what I told you. He said, come out. Stand where you are, he stood. He said, now look not what? Westward, eastward, westward. Not what, southward, eastward, westward. As far as your eyes can see, I'll give you. So he said, now, Abraham, have a dream. Yes. See how far you want to be, then it becomes yours. So the elasticity of your growth is not God who determines it, is you. As far as you can see. I did something for growth that will shock you. We are 200 and one day, I took a group of people and I wrote 1,000 members. And I sold the church to see 1,000. So when you enter the church, you see 1,000. Before we knew it, we hit, boom, 1,000. So I came up again and I said 10,000. And I put it at the entrance of the gate. So everybody come and I said, look at it, 10,000. Before we knew, poof, we hit 10,000. I'm a very funny person. I would say I'm not here to teach theory. I'm not here to teach what? Theory. Dream. It's not to eat pandan yam and say something. What is this? Look at my paper. What did I write at the back? With technology, I'm almost hitting that. When I'm preaching, people in India sit down in their houses and watch. Members don't have to be physical building alone. Anything I want to say, I dream it first. Don't ever say church will grow when you have not seen the figure. You are telling God to grow you. What is the figure you want? From the 600, see 2,000. It is that figure that will make everything inside you to begin to get up. Are you guys? Now, can you imagine playing football without goalposts? Yes, you are playing football with no goalposts. There will no drive. Always set a target for growth. When you are dreaming for your business, from one branch, see 30 branches. From one kiosk, see supermarket. See it. Don't say, God, grow us, grow us. See the growth. See what? See the growth. You know, God speaking to Jeremiah, if you read Jeremiah chapter 1, 10, 11, 12. Many of us read and stop at 10. He said, that's a pulling down. You command the demons to leave, stopping the church growth. Command the demons to leave, stopping your business from growing. That's verse 10. True? He said, see,
I have these days set over nations to do what? To root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, to plant. That was what we pray. We command the demons, leave now. Stopping our church from growing. But look at verse 11 carefully. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying to me, what seest thou? Now that you have cast out the demons, what are you seeing? That's where dream comes in. After your prayers, you must have a dream. If you want to grow. He said, Jeremiah, you have been able to cast out the demons. Now, what are you seeing? Then he said, that at west. He said, Jeremiah answered him. So I see the rod of an almond tree. He asked him a question. Then Jeremiah answered him that I also have seen something. Then he said, that well seen, verse 12. And I will hasten my word to perform it. So God will not perform what you have not seen. No business will grow if the businessman has not seen it grow. No church will grow if you have not seen it grow. It's not the prayer. Prayer will clear the devil, but you have to dream it. I dreamt 7 services last year. And I kept telling them, we hit 7 services. I dreamt it and I saw it last year. And I kept saying it. Now the reality is so visible that we can't stop at 5 anymore. Are you getting what I'm saying now? No, any 5 services between now and next year will be chaos. It's obvious in 7. But I saw it too. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You are asking God to multiply you and you have not seen it. What will He multiply? He said, Jeremiah, what are you seeing? You want me to increase you? What did you see? Jeremiah to answer him, I saw the rod of an almond tree. He said that you are well seen. You are 200. You have not seen 500 members. Yet you are praying for growth. You are saying, oh God, grow our church. God said, my friend, I don't have a problem growing you. What are you seeing? Oh God, this is my shop. Expanded. God said, what are you seeing? Businessman. From 1 million, what are you seeing? Are you seeing good 10 million? Every aspect of your life, you have to see it. From 1 naira, see yourself as a multi-millionaire. If you don't see yourself as a millionaire, you will die a pauper. You have to see it. You have to what? You have to see it. Ooh, mama. It's simply having a mental picture of the future you want to feature from scriptures. You have a mental what? Of the, you want to feature from scriptures. That's all I want to talk about dreams. So the size of your dreams, that means the level of your impact. Now look at Jesus, for instance. Do you know Jesus had a dream from the beginning? From where? Let me say this to you. We read Acts 1:8. That was the dream of Jesus. It's his dream, and his dream is working. It's not working. Even after Jesus has gone, the dream is working. He said, and you shall receive what? After the Holy Ghost is come upon you. That was his dream of Jesus. You shall be witnesses unto me. Where? Both in. That's where you are now. He was quoting, Jesus was quoting Genesis 13, 14, and 15. And in all Judea. And in Samaria. And to the uttermost part of the earth. My dream is that you take this gospel, fill the world. This is my dream. I'm living. Is the dream working?
Yes, sir.
Simple. If Jesus had no dream, gospel would have died in Jerusalem. It is his dream that's been fulfilled. The growth of the gospel is the dream of Jesus Christ. May your dream cause things to happen. There are many prayer warriors who see nothing. You must dream that your product must not sell in only worry. Why will you sew? You are wearing Van Hosen. Can't they wear your Nigeria or whatever? You are so native, only thinking. Listen, there are many talented tailors in Nigeria. Designers. This is their problem. They say, I'm trying to have 15 customers. One in PDP, one in APC. So all the things she's designing is her dream is only politicians. So God can't take her beyond and local government chairman. Why don't you look? If you ever wear an African attire in Europe or America, they will stop and ask you a question. They say, "You look so fine. Where do I get it?" Someone has not dreamt of how the thing will sell in that world. All you do, just wear an African attire in any Western world, they will stop you and say, "Excuse me, where do I get this dress?" Yes, somebody's only thinking of sewing it to sell. Any worry? An Okigwe. Have great dreams. Have what? Have great dreams. That when you write your book, the book will not just be your story alone. It has to sell where? Global. And you can, your book must not be just you'll be looking at it from boss. Somebody one time, long ago, insulted me. I've noticed that. I said, "How do we send our book?" He said, "Well, if you're on television, or if you go to preach in a church, you can sell it there." I looked at him, I said, "You will look for me very soon." I was angry. He said, "Well, if you preach anywhere, we can sell it there." The young man now has been looking for me. I said, he despised me in my small time. I won't have your time now. I've gone to a shop outside where I saw my book, but I was shocked. I never believed my book would be there. I saw the book amongst the Christian books. I said, "This book here, I didn't get here." I asked them, they said, "Well, watch you on television, so we had that for it." They reprinted it in Italy in a shop. I said, "That kind of policy, I don't trouble." As far as he has put it, they reprinted it, kept it there. We didn't get a license, but I didn't bother. Why did it bother? If I said I want to do it, they would have to reprint in the Italian language. I saw power in the name of Jesus in the Italian language in the shop. Somebody did it and was selling, they were buying it everywhere. So I said, no problem, eh? Amen. I didn't bother myself. Those kind of things. He said they are pirating your cassette. Better leave them. They need it. They can't reach where you are not able to distribute them, so they did it. Now, if you look at the difference between the doctor that sold the divine formula of Coca-Cola and the chemist, the store clerk, that brought it, it's just dream. It's just what? The doctor had no dream to impact a generation. Why the clerk had dream. It was dream that motivated him to multiply what he bought that became the world leading soft drink now, Coca-Cola. It's just dream. What makes the dream was the doctor had no worth. So he could sell the whole of his idea for $500. The other man had dream. What makes one different from the other is dream. There are people who are very anointed, heavily anointed, but no dream. Even when they're holding program, they just have fixed. This program is for water wild crusade. He's not thinking of people coming from other parts of the world. He just believes that water people must come. His dream is just for water. And that's where God will never take you beyond where your mind is. If you like, pray from now tomorrow. Why are you thinking that only Emoya people will attend the church? Only people from Emoya. A man was going through our church from Abuja and never knew from 2007 until open churches in Abuja. I said, "Sir, I don't live in Port Harcourt, I live in Abuja." I said, "You mean every Sunday I see you here?" He said, "Yes, I fly in Friday, I go back after service on Sunday." And he doesn't miss service. "So you mean you?" He said, "Yes, I've been doing that for years, from 2007. Every Friday I fly in. And after service Sunday, I fly back." The family was driving from Calabar to church every Sunday. They would drive to Calabar and go back. Why do you think that people, don't they come for oil business here? They fly in. So why can't they fly in to be blessed? No hospital is too far for the sick. If you look at this man, Sankichi Toyota, this man was a carpenter. Was it what? You want to talk? But he had a dream of an automobile company that would dominate the industry. He gave his son £100,000 to his son, Kinchoro Toyota, and he started the Toyota business. Today, Toyota is one of the world leading automobile companies. It's a dream. Every nation you go to, you see Toyota. Any idea that cannot be translated into a dream will die there. Fantastic ideas we have, fantastic ideas we have for businesses and for growth, but no dream. No what? No dream. Let me tell you now. I believe in practicals. I don't just teach theory. There are some things they teach you, you don't know how to apply them. How many like church to grow? How many of you are ministers? I'll use business and ministry. You want church to grow? Want church to grow. Now read from Matthew. Everywhere you see multitude. Who is the head of the church? Who is the head of the church?
Jesus.
And wherever he went? Dream those scriptures. Malt. So, are you the owner of the church? You know why? Why you're killing yourself? You think you're the owner? There's one language you should never use, my church.
Yes,
the day you say my church, you will build it. The owner won't. You will struggle like this. Some masters in my church. You think you're the owner, you will provide the money, you provide the people, you take care of them, you will so struggle. Allow the owner build the church. I entered into a new phase, and even me, I'm shocked. From past 3 weeks, I've been in healing, but this time all is so much that me, I say, come, am I the one? God is doing like this. Last Sunday, not this past one, 2 Sundays ago, we had Festival of Miracles. Ooh. I've never seen that dimension of operation. But I won't tell you that one now. We want to come next time. When I've used it very well. I should tell you, there's nothing secret I'll tell you. God told us everything now. Is there anything God hid from us? Even if I tell you, I'll get more. Because the more I share, the more he gives me more. Because I was shocked when I see something. He's so strange. Even me, I'll be looking like this. Miracles will happen like water. I don't mean. Miracles of all kinds, though. Before it's only healing. Now, miracles of all kinds. Creative miracles in every field. Well, no long grammar in evening service. Do you want to grow?
Yes.
Number one, desire it. Number two, crave for it. Believe you can do it. Number three, crave for it. Number four, dream it. Number five, refuse compromise. Refuse what? I think I will stop with that one. This is where many miss it. They have all the other four, but they compromise. Compromise is an enemy of growth. It's a destroyer of growth. We're in a world where compromise is not the norm. To make lasting impact, refuse compromise. Refuse what? Compromise is settling for something lower than the standard. Compromise is settling for something what? Lower than the standard. It is acting below accepted or acceptable standard with the aim of securing instant gratification at the expense of quality and name. It is the act of sacrificing quality for greed. This is the problem of most people in this part of the world. You can grow, but they just do everything below standard. They have the capacity to produce something of high quality, but because of desire for quick money, they circumvent the process of quality products. By doing so, their products don't spread far because they attack the inferior. I was in Aba many weeks ago, three weeks ago, for a crusade. If you see those people, they are talented. But this is the problem. So gifted. They're one of the most industrious people in this part of the world. But they settled for things inferior. They compromise. Yet at the end of the day, they don't really have the money. So compromise does not bring money. In the process of trying to make quick money, they don't really make the money. Quality may take time, but it's long lasting. The car we came with was bought. A car company in Lagos sold it to us at 2019 Lexus. Only for me to find out last week that it was produced 2017. Now tell me how that man will not lose business. I've told them to call him today that if he does not, you'll be in trouble. If I mention his name, that's the end of his business. He sold me the car as 2019. Only for us to finalize 2017 car. Now, he has destroyed his business, true? His growth has ended. Because one comment I make will go global about him. Refuse to settle with mediocrity. The moment you compromise standard, you minimize your impact in life. Whatever be your business or calling, never compromise your standard as a child of God. Don't compromise. Don't what? Don't compromise. Don't follow people to do these things they are doing quick because of. There's a new wave where some will pour water on tire, blood will come out. That's magic. That is magic. Don't follow that type. It will last. Whatever the Lord doeth shall be forever. Whatever the Lord does not do will not be forever. Well, I didn't come here for power. I'll tell you, I taught yesterday, therefore yesterday, on how to operate in power. Do I tell you very simple? Out of everybody wants to operate in power as pastors? It's for believers. Everybody wants to operate in power. You want to operate in power? You don't want to operate in power. It's very simple. Very what? I don't teach theory. When I teach simple and teach practical. Sometimes they teach you to one theory that you will know where to start from. There are too many principles. I don't know how to apply them. Do I digress a little bit? I don't know why God is dropping that in my head. It's very simple to operate in power in any field, whether business, everywhere. Now, Jesus came. If you read the book of Matthew 26, verse 40, don't bother. He said to them, can't you tarry for 1 hour? Say, so find them sleeping. Find them what? I said, can't you tarry for 1 hour? That means the recommended time for every man to operate at a different realm is minimum 1 hour. Jesus' recommendation. He was specific. He said, can't you tarry with me for 1 hour? For 1 hour. So 1 hour is recommended. Let me tell you this. Pastor, stop running after politicians. Stop running around. Sit down in God's presence. Businessman, sit down in God's presence. Early hours. Early what? Early hours. Minimum 1 hour. For a businessman, for a pastor, 1 hour. Read Bible, pray, praise and worship. Are you going to sit down? For 1 hour and come out. If you don't operate in another realm, as a lifestyle, as a what? Lifestyle. Sit down, maybe 4 to 5 or 5 to 6 as a lifestyle every day. I can use 1 hour. So we go to his presence to draw power. So the more I stay in his presence, the more power I generate. That's why when we stayed with him for 40 days, they could not look at his face. Because at that time, the power Moses came down with was too much. When Jesus, every time Jesus goes aside to stay with the Father, and he comes out, he will not pray, demons will run. Without him praying. I went for PFN meeting. I did altar call. 8 to 10 people gave their lives. It was not a church meeting. Pastor's meeting. And I made altar call. About 8 to 10 gave their lives. In Bayelsa. Before I went for the meeting, I stayed there for 2 hours. So when I appear, I didn't need to pray much. I said, well, those who have not given their lives to Jesus, come out. And people came out to give their lives in a pastor's meeting. Oh, if I can sell my business, stay in prayer, maybe you will not sell. Stay in God's presence for 1 hour. You come out to your shop will rock. As you sit in the shop, customers will be coming. He said they are using witchcraft. Use Godcraft. He said that woman buried somebody. They buried Christ and he resurrected. All those are nonsense. There's no day any man with darkness will dominate the church. Look, let me say this with all humility. Let any man using negative power in any city you are, he can anybody now say you're using power to dominate Port Harcourt? No way. If I let him use all these people are going there because the man is fake, you're original. So the original should be stronger than the fake. All are excuses of nonsense. He said people are gathering there because the man is doing magic. How can a man do magic? They gather more for him than you using God. Sit up. Sit up. You know, when things are not working, we begin to look for excuses. Sit up. Even if you're an evangelist, crash you gather. You're a pastor, crash you gather. Because all is pastored by Jesus. Wherever he went to the synagogue, crowd entered. He went to the field, crowd came. He was by the river, crowd came. So even if you are on the field, crash you come. You're in the church, crash you come. Don't say me, no, because we are not doing outreaches. We're evangelists. It's a lie. You've not known what to do. Carry me to any village, crowd will come. I went to London without any announcement. Crowd came. Nobody said, sir, we've never seen these people before. Our church in London is pastored by somebody with no pastor. We've not seen any pastor. They want to open for branches now. No pastor has been sent yet. They are doing the church themselves. No pastor has been sent. It's now I'm thinking of who to send. My friend, leave this to you. I didn't come here to preach theory. It works, so. Don't lower your standard. Don't lower your what? Don't reduce your standard. One day we started a church in a place and they said, no, it's in the village. I was very funny. I'm going to be very practical. They said, you know, since the village which allowed the choir to wear slippers, they can't wear shoes. The Holy Ghost said to me, the Anglican priest in the village wears cassock. He wears cassock. They don't change their dressing because they're in the village. I said, if we wear suit, everybody must wear suit, village or township. They may not wear the expensive one like us, but the way we dress in the headquarters, the way you dress in the village. I said, because the Anglican churches, the robe they wear in the village, same robe they wear in the township. The Orthodox churches. You can't say I'm a Catholic priest, and then you now wear native, because the village has no. He will wear his complete dress. So why will we have village church dressed with slippers? I said, tell them, the shoe, they wear shoe. They wear it the way we wear it at headquarters.
And everybody began to dress like that. We went to Bayelsa. They said this is the first time where simply wear suit and church just group. When you come with a different style, the people will embrace you at the end. Don't say it's worry, we do it anyhow. If you do it anyhow, what will make them change? Don't say this worry, so anything can go. No, it's worry, but do like them. If you do like them, they won't change you. The reason you came with the gospel is to change them. So you can't come to their own standard. They should come to your own standard. So I hear. Quality attracts. Quality announces. Compromise hinders excellence. Compromise creates room for mediocrity instead of impact. Compromise will make you lose relevance. Stop compromising. Don't look for a shortcut. I read a book by John Maxwell. He gave a story in that book. A fine bird was always on a tree with fine feathers. Some of you must have read it and be singing. He feeds on worms. And then a man who carried worms inside a container and saw the bird singing and said, "Do you want worms?" He said, "Yes." He doesn't want to walk. He said, "Can you give me one of your feathers? I'll give you one worm." He gave him the worm, he put one of his fine feathers. He came the next day again. He said, "Do you really want again?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Give me one of your feathers." He gave him again. He didn't know that he was losing all his feathers. He thought he was just eating free worm. Before he knew it, he couldn't fly. He has lost all his feathers. You have left you staying in God's presence. Every night you are doing all night for one politician. You think that the man does not go to church. The time you use to stay in God's presence to feed God's people, you are there doing we have all night for local government chairman. You have been doing that. You think he's giving you 50,000. Which one member God blesses will give you 1 million? Every night you are doing all night. You've never done one all night for your members to get blessed. Every night you're in somewhere. You're compromising. That's how it starts. He said, "We pray for him. He'll buy me a car." One day I told them, I said, "If I want 1 billion, it's 1,000 members bringing 1 million in our church. And I believe him, if I announce now 1,000 members on 1 billion, I'll get it in one service. And that's 1 billion. If a politician gives 1 billion, he will tell everybody. If I say now, look, I need 1 billion. I want 1,000 people get up. They'll get up. In fact, I'll get 2 billion. Out of the five services in one service. So why will I not feed them? Don't compromise your standard. In business, stop doing inferior things. Don't sell fake as original. Let the world know you that this is your standard. They may not come the first time, but after a while, they all come. There's a woman in Port Harcourt who is a nurse. She has a chemist. All her things are expensive. But she's the only one. People know that she does not sell fake things. So everybody wants to buy original goes to that shop. I think it's expensive, but today, that shop, if you go, you queue. But she never sells anything fake. Benefits of multiplication. Number one, increases your impact. Increase your worth. It increases your relevance in the society. Number two, it multiplies your resources. Number three, I'm done. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Number four, it makes you to be known where you have not been. It makes you to be known where you have not been. Number five, it increases your influence and affluence. Whoo! Are you blessed? Did you get anything? No shouting. Well, here ends the reading of my lesson. One day, my husband said, "Sir, when I hear you preach, I don't know what you're preaching, but can I keep coming?" I said, "Stay there." He said, "Your preaching is so simple, yet people keep coming." I used to preach like that before. Before, I used to preach with plenty of scriptures. Deep. But I just thought I was not communicating to the people. After I finish preaching, some people don't understand what I preach. So I said, "No, this is not the best way." Now if I preach, even an illiterate will know what I preached. And I thought that when I made it simple, it's when people are coming plenty. Sometimes we are confusing the people with too much theology. There's a grammar you speak. What about I say? Half hour with that English. So I've decided to be very simple. To be what? Simple. That's my own style, though. Don't follow me. Follow my own style. Find your own. Find your own password. Find your own what?
Password.
Your own password. So you can open your own tablet. That's my own password. Simplicity of the gospel. And then, no matter how serious a service, you must laugh. That's my pattern. If you come to a service, you must laugh. No matter how depressed you are. I used to be very serious. How can somebody come to church? He will not laugh till he leaves. And God, who said in heaven, shall what? How can God laugh and people come and then they are sad? So they came with problems left and right. Most of them are depressed with all the hardship in the land. See flood everywhere, from Bayelsa to Delta. Flood everywhere. Water is increasing. They came with problems. And you now came back. He said, my friend, if you don't change, then you die. There's a pastor, we're already dead. What are you talking about? We are dead already. I mean, you are selling, you are frantic for everybody to come to your shop. Forget that, so what happened to our selling? You don't know. I read a book on business, on customer service. Never you frown for your customer. The customer is the reason why you're in business, including church. If they're not there, they're their customers, members are customers. You start frowning for them. Are you the one that brought them? You can correct them, but don't frown for them. They are not your people. Moses said, stiff neck people. He said, you call my people stiff neck people. You only Canaan. Are they your people? They are his people. So respect them. If you talk to them anyhow, he stops them from coming. Nobody comment? I said, Father, your preaching did not bring them. So when you are talking to them, talk to them with respect. Correct them with love. You know, we are talking about growth. We are talking about what? They are customers. The customer is always right. Otherwise, you are not the only one. You can go to another place. Correct them, but with love. So your product can keep selling. Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah. You know, when I teach, I answer the questions you ask in your heart. That's how I teach. I teach. So many of you say, sir, so I answer you, it was like counseling. You want growth? This night do something very practical. This night do something. What kind of growth do you want in your area? Business person. You want shop to be big? Snap a big shop of the type you want and put in front of your house. Anywhere your bedroom is, put that kind of shop. I've been looking at it and say, this is how I want my shop to be like. You know where I started growing? Do I tell a secret? I took a crowd of Rehambonke and put it in front. So in my office, I said, dream it. Crowd was not there. I said, dream it. So when I entered the office, the first thing I see is that picture, crowd. Before I knew it, crowd like that. You want crowd?
Yes, sir.
Pastor.
Yes,
sir. Then you put somebody riding a bicycle. You want crowd? No picture of crowd in your office. I got the crowd. Everything has a mystery. Jacob, he put the picture he wanted before him. You want the shop to sell? Then look at another shop that I've sold and put a picture of that shop in front. Every day come and say, my shop will get here. If you don't have any picture, Canaan Land has big crowd. Take Canaan Land picture and put it in front of you. At least that we know that every Sunday his services are awful. So when you see the picture, your faith will rise. Anyway, at least today is personally the biggest church, also in terms of crowd in the whole world. You know, but the biggest. Forget all the balloon figures others are calling. Sunday service is the pastor the biggest. So if you don't have anything, tell her to snap from Canaan and I'll show you. So everybody get up and say, whoa. So this people can go to
from one state to another, then anybody can be traveling. You know, we are too full of ourselves. Christianity is not to kill yourself. I've never killed myself. This I am. I've never killed myself. I'm so simple and it's working. So I don't know what some people are doing. They say they fast 40 days. I don't want to kill Jesus. I fast though, but not the way some of you. Some of you will not have, you know, I tell you, I fast. I'm a fasting giant. But I've never done 3 days dry in my life. I've never done it. I've fasted 40 days so many times, but I've never done 3 days dry. I don't want one that I'll kill myself. I saw Jesus did 40 days, not 3 days dry. So 3 days dry. I know somebody close to me said she did 3 days dry. And she was crossing the road. She couldn't cross again. She couldn't cross the main road. She said all her legs were heavy. You can do 3 days dry if God told you. If God what? I've never done it. I've done 40 days over and over, but I break in the evening. I do, after 6, I break. But not that I've done 3 days dry. Maybe when I, God, if God instructs me, I'll do it. But since He has not instructed me, I don't want to do the one that when I come to church, they will know that. When they ask you fast, they will know that you're fasting. They say, praise the Lord, they can't even talk again. You want growth? It's very simple. If I tell you I'm led, man, the greatest of all, that's the one I want to go to minister to. It's not by might. It's not by power. But by my spirit, saith the Lord. That's where I want to minister. Yes, all the principles you can know, but you need Him. I walk with Him. And that's where I want to minister. Set your heart. Thank God for the principles, but without the Holy Spirit, you'll be limited. I'll ask Him to help you.
I know you are here.
Jesus was here and he go to him and said, Jesus, help me. Will he tell you to come back? He will help you. You go to him, Master. You gave me a church to pastor, but it's not growing. Will he tell you what to do? Will he tell you what to do? You go to him, Master, my business, I need you to do something. Will he do something for you? Would Jesus words to the apostles who the Holy Ghost is to us? The Holy Spirit is Jesus unlimited. If Jesus did everything for them 2,000 years ago, then the Holy Spirit will do the same thing now. Lift your hands to heaven. And say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God,
I can't do it in the energy of the flesh. Help me. Now tell him the area you want that growth. Specifically talk to him. Talk to him the area you want him. If it's a church, tell him, help me concerning the church. Help me consigning the work in the name of Jesus. Help me consigning the ministry. Spirit of God, be my helper. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me in the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, be my helper. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Exactly the area you have asked him, his help will come right now. Is it in business? Is it in your career? Is it in ministry? That area you want him to help you, even in politics, he will help you in the name of Jesus. The next step you will take, without sweat, you will see results. Without struggles, you will see the effect. In the name of Jesus, after this day, they will not see your sweat, but they will see the results. You will not kill yourself, yet everyone cannot deny that things are happening. Effortlessly, you will see God do it for you. In the name of Jesus. I don't know why I want to go where I want to go. I used to shout before for miracles to happen. I will shout the name of Jesus. Then this will happen. The little way they will happen. By church service, honestly, I'm exhausted. When I want to preach the fourth one, physically I'll be exhausted. The one that was reading the book of John, I got to John chapter 5. I'm ministering, and God sees my heart. I'm not a selfish person. I got to John chapter 5, and I discovered that a man who did not know Jesus, he didn't know Jesus. He just said, "Do you want to be made whole?" He began to tell Jesus stories. Just said, "Take your bed and go." I said, a man who never knew Jesus, he healed him. He didn't say, "I cast out the devils, I demons." Take your bed and go. That was where the healing ministry of my life changed. I said, then I'm not the healer. So why should I struggle for healing to take place? You may not want, but everybody deserves something. Lift your hands to heaven. Connect with this grace here. Whatever you deserve, the same Jesus Christ, the same Jesus, from this day, I decree in the name of Jesus, you will not struggle for things to happen. The one who called you, the one who gave you the idea, effortlessly, he will begin to make things happen in the name of Jesus. Whatever this vessel carries that you say, I desire it. In addition to what you have, let it begin to work in your life. After this meeting, you will see duplication of grace. That whichever city you are, whichever nation you are, nobody can deny that you are operating. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As if that prayer, you have received something. It's just the heart. By the time you come tomorrow, what used to take you 3 days will take you 2 minutes. And that is how it will be. In Jesus' name. If you ever seen the minister of recent, even me, I'm surprised. Between last Sunday and this Sunday, I've never seen that type in my life. I've been a healing minister a short time. But between these past 2 weeks, it's another dimension. When I mean dimension, 5 nights of glory is child's play. Last 2 Sundays, I've seen God at another level. I've watched Kathy Kuman, I've watched Benny. I saw another grace of God. Even me, I watch. I said, what is this? This is not me. This is the first place outside the PFM meeting I'm coming. And I declare everyone whose heart is pure, whatever God is doing in my life, you will see the effect. Everywhere, whether in business, it will work. In academics, it will work. In ministry, it will work. Nobody who knew you before you came for this meeting, I will not see a new man. Between and Wednesday, all that knew you will know God has changed your soul. In Jesus' mighty name. I don't want to assume that everybody is born again. Those of you who are not born again, everywhere from the overflow, come to the front and give your life to Jesus. And then we'll be done. Wherever you are, you've not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Open the door for them. Come to the front and give your life to Jesus. Let's pray for you. You want to give your life to Jesus? You can't grow if you don't have a relationship with Him. Come down here. Those of you worry, pastors, always pray. When you see a city with crisis, it's the devil. So your different churches pray that that devil that make people to be afraid to walk in the night should be cast out. And when that devil leaves, the worry will take a new turn. People are afraid to move in the night and worry. It's a demonic spirit. Command that devil to leave. People should be free to walk. And once they begin to walk freely, they'll start coming to church in the night. You can't be closing service by 4 p.m. Is there a curfew? Come down here and give your life to Jesus. Everyone not born again, come find your way. You must have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Come and give your life from the overflow. Come, there's joy in heaven over his soul. Come and give your life to Jesus quickly. Come, find way. Come to the front. Come down here. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you wherever you are. Come, there's joy in heaven. Don't go. Nobody should go yet. Come and give your life to Jesus. Keep coming. There's joy in heaven over his soul. There's joy in heaven. Never do a meeting where you don't make an altar call. Don't learn everything from people. There are things you learn. You to read the Bible. There's a new wave, especially from that side of the world, where they do good meetings but no altar call. Any meeting without altar call is a motivational meeting. It's no more longer a Christian meeting. Then people like Anthony Robbins should speak. Come and give your life to Jesus. Don't learn that part. Take the good part, filter that part. Any meeting you do, make sure you end it with altar call. Say this words after me, Lord Jesus. Come into my life. Come on, come in. Please come. There is joy in heaven over his soul. Please come. There is joy in heaven over his soul. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I declare you the Lord over my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Please, you, lead him to Christ. Since he came late, just lead, you can lead him now. Lead him to Christ. Take him aside and lead him to Christ. Wait, pastor, get him. Come, you have come. You've been here. Lead him to Christ. He can't play, so wait. Let him lead you. Take him aside. Just say after me. No, fine. Just here. Stand here.
Father, thank you for your precious ones. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Follow this way. Follow this way. Just said to repeat after you and lead them. That's your bonus. See you tomorrow morning. I will see you tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning will be explosive. Will be what? You know, so we drove down straight. So by the time I rest and wake up, I'm sure energy will be refired. But I tell you, don't wake up without staying 1 hour in God's presence. Before you come for the meeting, even if you are Mr. Sleep, wake up by 5. Your pastor, a businessman, stay there till 6 and pray for yourself. Minimum. By the time you appear, you will find out that the things you used to struggle about, you have taken charge. Love you all. God bless you.
Let's lift up our two hands and give him all the glory. Everyone quickly lift up your two hands. What a night. What a night. Let's give him all the glory. 1 minute. Don't move an inch. Lift up your two hands. Whatever the Lord doeth is forever. Quickly, let your voice be louder than the voice of your neighbor. What a night of grace. What a night of impartation. Oh my God. Just lift up your two hands. 1 minute. Give him all the glory. Give him all the glory, give him all the honor, give him all the adoration. Quickly, shall we go ahead and bless his name? 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 Give him all the glory, give him all the honor. Give him all the adoration. Bless his name, bless his name. Bless his name, bless his name. Bless his name, bless his name. Bless his name. 1 more minute. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. In Jesus' precious name. We've been blessed tonight. Can't tell you anymore, I've been too blessed tonight. Tell your neighbor, nothing can stop my growth again. Before we close tonight, tell your neighbor, exponential growth is my portion. I see this grace being multiplied upon everybody. I see us wake us tomorrow morning, tremendous results already. I see supernatural grace answering for everyone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What time are we meeting tomorrow morning? Can you help me tell your neighbor 8 a.m.? Can you tell another neighbor 8 a.m.? God's legendary leader, Dr. Mensah Otabi, landed in Lagos already. He also is on his way. By the time we are through Wednesday morning, believe me, nothing can stop our growth again. Believe me, 2019, end of the year, will be the best for us so far. By January 1st, 2020, what ought to take us 10 years, will take us 3 months already. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What an impartation to start tonight. What a grace we have received. I pray for you again, it will abide with you forever. I say to you, it will abide with you forever. Tell your neighbor, I am a living witness, it works. I want to advise all of us, please, never take the grace of God upon my father, Pastor David Ibiome, for granted. I'm telling you that it works. Even in this church, I was telling my son, Yemi, I said even last Sunday, we were a little number from 5,000. A little number from 5,000. Midweek now, even last week, midweek, 1,125 with over 3,000 watching online. Even midweek plus people watching online plus the actual, we are 4,000, 5,000. On Sundays is something else. Every week in this church, we do membership school twice. We do membership school twice. If you are even in our 3 services yesterday, you see the first timers, you see the new convert. You see the first timers, you see the new convert. You see the first timers, you see the new convert. Even the past 3-4 weeks, we have entered into a dimension of financial and the miraculous that is exponential. I want you to hear me. The grace works. Impartation works. Grace works. Impartation works. I beseech you by the mercies of God. If there is somebody you need to convert the grace that he carries, is the person that has spoken to us tonight. And by the time we come again tomorrow morning, it is line upon line, precept upon precept. It is line upon line, precept upon precept. My life, destiny, and ministry is absolutely indestructible. I have never lost any battle. Any direction I face, things work. I have never retrogressed. Nobody has ever left our church, that shows. Nobody has ever betrayed me, that shows. And somebody is saying impartation doesn't work. No. Please buckle up. It's not that somebody is telling theory. These things we have touched, this thing we have seen, and this thing is working. Even me alone, without guests, I take midweek service to 7:30. Yeah, in this church, midweek, we are closed by 7:30. But 7:30, we close. No devil can touch them. It's at your own peril. If you touch anybody, you are gone. You are silenced. You are fried. Are dead. Just there. Tell your neighbor again, say impartation is working. Help me look at another neighbor and tell that neighbor, I say impartation is working. I want you to know by December 31st, where you think you will be in 10 years, you will be there already. You didn't hear me before we go. Where you think you will be in 10 years, in 3 months, you will be there already. I say you will be there already. You will be there already. You will be there already. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Practically, daily we spend millions. Somebody was asking me last week. He said, no, you see, we finished service yesterday. A couple entered my office and said, so, about Benin Crusade. We are taking care of it. I said, what? Please, no, it works. It works. That's a project of about 145 million naira. A couple in this church, young man, they just walked in. They said, sir, Benin Crusade, we will take care of it. In 2 weeks, we are hitting Botswana at the National Stadium. Don't forget it. Anybody saying impartation doesn't work is deceiving you. Any message you see Satan attack, because he said to Eve, is this what God said? Satan knows you believe the word of God. He comes on the platform of the word to confuse. Anything Satan attack, what he is attacking is the real message. what he is telling you, if he's now telling you that prosperity is not true, is true. Anything he's attacking, tell your neighbor, if the devil is attacking it, then that's the real message. Tell another neighbor, if the devil is attacking it, that's the real message. Please connect to grace. So if I were you, you see, in my, look, before we go, in my characteristic manner, I understand this thing. This is not a grace that, Pastor Biome doesn't need anything, no. He doesn't need anything, no. He's blessed. If you have eyes, you can see. But this is not a time not to drop something to his life, material or financial. I beg you by the grace of God. So carry an honor seed tomorrow. Every pastor, every businessman, carry an honor seed and connect to the grace of God upon his life. There is no man of God I saw dangerously, but there is no man of God I saw to like Pastor Biome. Not one on earth. And I mean, I'm a crazy sower. Very crazy, dangerous sower. And I saw to my father, Bishop Oyedepo, to Kenneth Copeland, to everywhere I saw. But my number one is Pastor Biome. And I can tell you, I look at people, they get healed. I will see people get healed. All manners of creative miracles. I see with accuracy and precision. People touch my clothes, HIV AIDS is gone. Things just happen, and then we are moving into the global dimension of it. I welcome you on board exponential growth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. 1 minute before you go, lift up your 2 hands again. Lord, do in my life what you have never done before. Pray that prayer before we close. Pray that prayer before we close. Oh, pray that prayer before we go. Pray that prayer before we go. You didn't come here for fun. You didn't come here for fun. You didn't come here for fun. Pray that prayer. Forget about your neighbor. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray it. Pray it. We give you praise. We thank you. We give you praise. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name. I still want to hear, I believe in him, eh? 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, 4 p.m. tomorrow evening, and final impartation session, 8 a.m. Wednesday morning. I welcome you on board Exponential Growth. Once again, we are in the same lineage of grace. Join me, welcome my covenant brother. Join me, welcome a fellow laborer in the faith. Join me, celebrate Pastor Amy and Dr. B. We celebrate you. Are you celebrating them? My son, all the way from Asaba. Join me, celebrate. Join me, celebrate him. Join me, celebrate him. Pastor Kennedy. I call him Omaga. He was my associate in Winner Sokoto. Join me, celebrate him. He's my junior brother anyway. Join me, celebrate Pastor Josh Abioye. Join me, celebrate him. Pastor Sog, I celebrate you. All the way from United States of America, my son Yemi, join me celebrating. My son Pastor Tony, all the way from Enugu, join me celebrating. Quite a lot of great, great men of God everywhere. I celebrate you. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I celebrate you. Tell another neighbor, I celebrate you. Tell another neighbor, I celebrate you. Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you know the grace I've contacted, you will give me a ride home free of charge. Because by the grace of God, before December ends, the new me is emerging. I celebrate you. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. God bless you.